Bonus episode with Horatio Sands, Ben Schwartz, and Lauren Lapkus. Let's hear from a human.
Hey, who else are we going to lie? I like talking to these people. Let's talk to another human.
Got Andy from Michigan.
Okay, Lauren, you interview him.
Hello? Andy?
Hey.
Hi.
This is
Lauren.
Hi.
How are you?
Hey, Lauren.
How are you doing good today?
I'm doing so well.
Oh, okay. I asked if you're doing good. So what do you do for a living?
I'm doing good too. I'm a sports writer.
A sports writer?
Ooh.
These guys are like that. What kind of sports do you write about?
I write about University of Michigan, like football, basketball.
Big year for you, buddy. Big year.
All right, I got a question for you. So, you know who Ryan Mallett is, right?
Yeah.
So, he used to go to Michigan, right?
He did.
And what was up with the cocaine rumors with him?
I don't know about the cocaine, but I do have a story about Ryan Mallett.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Who is it? This is a
quarterback who used to play at the University of Arkansas, my favorite team, and now he's the backup to Tom Brady on the Pats.
Mm.
But okay, so let's hear the story.
So I was at a party once when I was in school there, and it was during his time at Michigan, and I watched him, like, I couldn't believe he was there, and I saw him walk up to a girl that was sitting on a couch with a cup full of beer. He didn't know her, and he grabbed it from her hand, a full cup of beer, drank it, and just threw the cup, the empty cup, onto her lap, and left. He had, like, a reputation of being just an awful being while he was here.
So you saw that with your own eyes?
What
you just said? Did anybody do anything?
No, because he was Ryan Mallett.
But he wasn't even starting, was he?
No, not at the time. Well, his freshman year, the starting quarterback got hurt, so he played a little bit. But but he was still like a really big deal.
Uh-huh. Holy shit. What do you guys think about that?
I think it's very rude.
I think a lot of professional players are a little... They're in a different world.
Because he thinks he's the shit?
What's his name? Gronk? That guy is
Gronk?
On another planet. Gronkowski, he thinks he can... He was crazy. He had an injury this summer, but he got... in a wrestling match with his buddy, like at a party, and re-injured himself. Am I making this up, sports writer?
No, I remember that. Like he like missed a playoff game or something, and they lost. And later that night, he was out at like a club dancing, and he missed for like an ankle injury. And there was a video of him like jumping up and down, and going crazy at a nightclub. Yeah.
Irresponsible. Okay, thanks, brother. We cut to a locker room at practice. Guys, y'all reek of beer.
Mm-hmm.
We got real drunk last night, man.
We got grunked up.
Are you guys emulating Gronk?
Trying to be like him.
Gronk was the best, man.
Who's better than Gronk?
He's now just
Gronk
backing up Brady. Shit. So, like, if he's going to back up Brady, I'm going to do what he does.
If I want to be back, I'm going to go get Gronk all the time.
If I want to be drunk, I'm going to be Gronk.
I
want to get arrested for Gronk driving.
Oh, that's funny.
Thanks, man.
Sure.
You guys are emulating the wrong part. First off, he's not a backup quarterback.
He isn't?
Okay.
No.
What is he?
He's a tight end.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, everybody knows that.
Well.
Okay.
Then.
Hey, could you be a backup nickelback?
Guys.
That's a funny
joke,
too,
man.
Did
you really just say that?
That's a good joke, too, bro.
Thanks, dude.
You know who the backup nickelback is?
Tell me.
Creed.
Creebid.
Guys, you know there's people out there who didn't get scholarships and you took their place
on
this team.
No, there's not. Everyone got one.
No.
No?
Is that true?
Chad, that's not true.
That's not true?
There's someone right now who's unemployed, sitting on their ass somewhere with a new baby, who could have been in college right now, but you got their scholarship and you're wasting it.
Can I talk about Jurassic Park?
The 3D one?
How is that relevant?
Fine, you want to talk about football? I'm disappointed in Ted. Are we all talking about?
How is this about me?
Because when we're playing football and I pass you the ball, you took it and you said, "This is how I eat a hoagie," and you started eating the football.
Yeah, and I got very sick and my stomach hasn't been the same.
Yeah, well that's not football, right, Coach? Tell him that's not football. Tell Ted it's not football.
We go to 10 years ahead in time, and the same guy is talking to a bunch of 12-year-old boys. I don't understand, Coach. Well, what's that have to do with what we're going to be doing on Saturday?
Every time Newman says, you didn't say the magic word, I'm like, you know, because it's Jurassic Park.
Mm. You're drunk, Coach.
I'm not drunk. This is what we're going to do. Who wants to win?
We do.
We do. We all do.
All of us.
Then
all
say it together. Who wants to win?
Who all wants of us to win?
Do. No, who? You all of us do. Say, well,
and this fades into a meeting with the parents. And my son said, you're blabbering about Jurassic Park.
Have you seen the movie?
Well, we've watched it four times.
You are drunk right now.
I'm not drunk right now. What do you want me? How you want me to prove it? I'll prove it any way I want.
Walk in a straight line and kiss the sky.
Oh, not only will I walk,
I'll tell you what, sir. I have a beer right here.
Okay.
And I dare you to not drink it and pour a cup on my lap.
Is this a trick? Is this a trick? Wait, you dare me not to?
Yes.
So if I do it, you want me to do it?
If you do it, if you cannot do it, then you're cool and you save your job.
Cool, man. Then I'm not going to touch it.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to hold it. I'm going to hold it.
Okay, all right.
Because everybody likes to hold things, and some my right hand.
All right.
I'm going to put it to my lips. I'm not going to drink it, guys.
And this fades into three cops surrounding him on the highway.
I'm so confused why you pulled me over.
Sir, do not threaten us with the 40 dog.
Put that down,
sir.
Do you want me to put it down, or do you want me to drink it so it doesn't get all over the floors?
Wait a minute. Aren't you 100 yards, God. Ben Schwartz?
Duh, you've heard of me, or you saw my 30-30?
Dude, we went to high school together.
Oh my God!
I was a freshman when you were a senior. You're a big star, man. You were the guy who was gonna make it.
Look at it now. I'm in a Volvo.
Oh, you look like shit.
Well, you look like shit.
I don't. I'm a cop.
Oh God.
Hey, easy, Ben. I know we used to be friends, but you're pretty fucked up.
You just
ran over a kid. You know
yeah,
that, right?
By the way, can I start off by saying I had to avoid the forklift in front of the school, first off. Second off, can I say that? Can we give me a freebie on this one? Just a quick little freebie? Guys.
It's 10 years later, and he's under a bridge.
Under a bridge?
We just want to pass over this bridge. Why can't we pass over this bridge?
You have to pay the toll. The toll is two shots of tequila and one shot of you-know-what.
We don't know what.
Is it true that Anthony Kiedis lived here?
Anthony Kiedis under the bridge and tune is where I drink my brew.
So cool.
Attention, humans. For only $2, you can download Matt Bess's newest comedy album, Woo Pig Suey, Comedy for Atheists, available at mattbess.com. And remember to rate and review on iTunes. Help us become the best podcast in the universe. Music by Dragoon. They have a brand new album available at dragoongalaxy.com and on vinyl. Support real music. This has been Matt Bess's Improv for Humans.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio Boom.com. The wolf dead.